When the fields ended, and the Granger forest fanned both sides of the road with long, overhanging branches, a tall, emaciated-looking boy popped suddenly from a forest trail and swung a thin arm around Stacy. It was T.J. Avery. His younger brother, Claude, emerged a moment later, smiling weakly as if it pained him to do so. Neither boy had on shoes, and their Sunday clothing, patched and worn, hung loosely upon their frail frames. The Avery family sharecropped on Granger land. "Well," said T.J., jauntily swinging into step with Stacy, "here we go again, starting another school year." "Yeah," sighed Stacy. "Aw, man, don't look so down," T.J. said cheerfully. "Your mama's really one great teacher. I should know." He certainly should. He had failed Mama's class last year and was now returning for a second try. "Shoot, you can say that," exclaimed Stacy. "You don't have to spend all day in a classroom with your mama." "Look on the bright side," said T.J. "Just think of the advantage you've got. You'll be learning all sorts of stuff for the rest of us." He smiled slyly. "Like what's on all them tests." Stacy thrust T.J.'s arm from his shoulder. "If that's what you think, you don't know Mama." "Ain't no need getting mad," T.J. replied undaunted. "Just an idea." He was quiet for a moment, then announced, "I bet you I could give y'all an earful about that burning last night." "Burning? What burning?" asked Stacy. "Man, don't y'all know nothing? The berries burning. I thought y'all's grandmother went over there last night to see about them." Of course, we knew that Big Ma had gone to a sick house last night. She was good at medicines, and people often called her instead of a doctor when they were sick. But we didn't know anything about any burnings, and I certainly didn't know anything about any berries either. "What berries he talking about, Stacy?" I asked. "I don't know no berries. They live way over on the other side of Smellings Creek. They come up to church sometimes," said Stacy absently. Then he turned back to T.J. "Mr. Lanier come by real late and got Big Ma. Said Mr. Berry was low sick and needed her to help nurse him. But he ain't said nothing about no burning." "He low sick all right, 'cause he got burnt near to death. Him and his two nephews. And you know who done it?" "Who?" Stacy and I asked together. "Well, since y'all don't seem to know nothing," said T.J., in his usual sickening way of nursing a tidbit of information to death, "maybe I ought not tell y'all. Might hurt y'all's little ears." "Oh, boy," I said, "don't start that mess again." I didn't like T.J. very much, and his stalling around didn't help. "Come on, T.J.," said Stacy, "out with it." "Well," T.J. murmured, then grew silent as if considering whether or not he should talk. We reached the first of two crossroads and turned north. Another mile, and we approached the second crossroads and turned east again. Finally, T.J. said, "Okay, see, them berries burning wasn't no accident. Some white men took a match to 'em."
"You mean just lit 'em up like a piece of wood?" stammered Christopher John, his eyes growing big with disbelief.
"But why?" asked Stacy. T.J. shrugged.
"Don't know why. Just know they done it, that's all."
"How you know?" I questioned suspiciously. He smiled smugly.
"'Cause your mama come down on her way to school and talked to my mama about it."
"She did?"
"Yeah. And you should have seen the way she looked when she come out of that house."
"How she look?"
inquired little man, interested enough to glance up from the road for the first time. T.J. looked around grimly and whispered,
"Like death."
He waited a moment for his words to be appropriately shocking, but the effect was spoiled by little man, who asked lightly,
"What does death look like?"
T.J. turned in annoyance. "Don't he know nothing?"
"Well, what does it look like?"
little man demanded to know. He didn't like T.J. either. "Like my grandfather looked just before they buried him," T.J. described all knowingly. "Oh," replied little man, losing interest and concentrating on the road again.
"I tell you, Stacy, man,"
said T.J. morosely, shaking his head. Sometimes I just don't know about that family of yours. Stacy pulled back, considering whether or not T.J.'s words were offensive, but T.J. immediately erased the question by continuing amiably, Don't get me wrong, Stacy. They some real swell kids, but that Cassie by got me whipped this morning. Good, I said. Now how'd she do that? Stacy laughed. You wouldn't be laughing if it had happened to you. She up and told your mama about me going up to that Wallace store dancing room, and Miss Logan told mama. He eyed me disdainfully, then went on. But don't worry, I got out of it, though. When mama asked me about it, I just said old Claude was always sneaking up there to get some of that free candy Mr. Caleb give out sometimes, and I had to go and get him, 'cause I knowed good and well she didn't want us up there. Boy, did he get it? T.J. laughed. Mama about wore him out. I stared at quiet Claude. You let him do that? I exclaimed. But Claude only smiled in that sickly way of his, and I knew that he had. He was more afraid of T.J. than of his mother. Again, little man glanced up, and I could see his dislike for T.J. growing. Christopher John glared at T.J. and put his short arm around Claude's shoulder and said, Come on, Claude, let's go on ahead. Then he and Claude hurried up the road away from T.J. Stacy, who generally overlooked T.J.'s underhanded stunts, shook his head. That was dirty. Well, what'd you expect me to do? I couldn't let her think I was going up there 'cause I liked to, could I? She'd have killed me. And good riddance, I thought, promising myself that if he ever pulled anything like that on me, I'd knock his block off. We were nearing the second crossroads, where deep gullies lined both sides of the road and the dense forest crept to the very edges of high, jagged, clay-walled banks. Suddenly, Stacy turned. Quick, he cried, off the road! Without another word, all of us but Little Man scrambled up the steep right bank into the forest. Get up here, man, Stacy ordered. But Little Man only gazed at the ragged red bank sparsely covered with scraggly brown briars and kept on walking. Come on, do like I say. But I'll get my clothes dirty, protested Little Man. You're gonna get them a whole lot dirtier you stay down there. Look!